Each batch of barrel bourbon is its own unique expression of their blending process, finding those unique characteristics that shine through. Learn more at barrelbourbon.com.
For this Whiskey Quickie, we are looking at Rabbit Hole and their Boxer Grail, which is their latest limited edition release. So let me get some of this information here. So this is the Boxer Grail Founders Collection. It's a straight rye whiskey. They're definitely known for their rye whiskey as well as some of their bourbons and some of their cask finished whiskeys as well. Now this is a limited edition. It is a cask strength expression as well. And these are actually made from the first batches of rye whiskey that were coming from the founder, Kaveh Zamanian, who you might have recognized back on episode 194 of the podcast. Now, what they have always done is they come in with a low entry proof at 110. Now, this is bottled at 114.6. It is 6 years old, and there are only 1,315 bottles that will be available with a suggested retail price of $195.
Man, the packaging on this is outstanding.
It's unreal.
It's like you can do curls with this. Like,
you know. For me, I might have to do bench presses with it.
That's my workout.
Yeah, I
was like, good for the day.
Yeah, you got me on the
beautiful packaging.
Is it arm day or leg day with this?
Arm
day. Squats?
You could hold it. Do a goblet squat or something.
All right,
I'm sure that's exactly what they wanted to see.
Yeah, people love hearing this bullshit. All right, so on the nose.
Get some pine, some rye notes. Do you know if it's malted rye? I know they do a lot of malting kind of grains with.
I didn't look at the press release that hard. I guess I probably should have until we started recording, but we're already here.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's definitely like.
Well, I get a little chocolate kind of piney stuff.
I mean, look at that color, though. I mean, the color is just out of this world with the cash strength on this.
Yeah, and there's some like licorice notes in there.
Oh, licorice is for sure.
Yeah.
Good call on that one. All right, on the taste.
Wow. Really good. It is good. It's really unique. That licorice notes comes through. It's got a foresty, like fresh forest, like kind of, but some like buttery. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. I think, to wrap my head around all of it.
I think you're right, but I mean, it has so much like depth. Like when it's not thin. I mean, it is depth. Like it is a full embodiment, like over your tongue and everything like that. I mean, it's definitely rich in character.
Yeah, it's like on the front you get a lot of like bright pine, lemon, citrus, and then it kind of rolls into a nice deep like caramel kind of creaminess. It's really good.
So let's go ahead and let's rate this on the nose. Where you at?
I was kind of sideways. I mean, sideways to thumb. Licorice kind of throws me off because I'm not a licorice fan. But
I like Twizzlers. I like Twizzlers. I don't like black licorice.
Yeah, me either.
I can't do it. All right, but on the taste,
man, thumbs up. Really like it.
Totally. And on the finish,
thumbs up. I mean, it's not overpowering, but it's still there. Like all those good flavors are just sitting there. I really like it.
Yep. Can't keep drinking this one for
good
days.
Good job, Kaveh.
Yep. Cheers, y'all, and we'll see you next time.